work through those things. The thing that I found also was very interesting, I had a different case. This was an 82-year-old female, had come to me for pain from head to toe. Didn't express significant amounts of anxiety on initial visit, but when I was working with her structurally, we found a spot and she automatically went into a car accident that she had had years ago, and it aggravated something.
Wait a minute, you touched some part?
Well, it's not uncommon when you're working with the body.
Yeah, right.
That if you find a specific location that correlates to a trauma,
right.
as you're triggers. Unwinding that tissue,
right.
It can bring that thought up for the patient.
Yes. Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
So it was a physical symptom of her accident, not like a point that released the memory.
Well, you're doing body manipulation.
I'm doing body manipulation.
Right. So okay. So
yeah. So I'm going to get to the. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I was working on. That's what gave me the idea to come back and work with her with REMAP, because I understood that. As long as I'm doing this only structurally, we're not going to get to where we need to get going.
Right, right.
Because I would fix one thing, and that would be better, and then something else would come
back.
She'd come back, and there would be another problem.
Right. That's exactly what
she's invested in the pain.
Yeah, well, she wanted to get better, but I did feel like I was chasing my tail. When I start finding I'm chasing my tail, I know it's not a physical problem. I know it's coming from somewhere else.
Right.
So that gave me a clue as to where to work with the quick REMAP.
Right.
So I asked her to think about the accident and give me an anxiety and anger or anxiety scale from 1 to 10.
Right.
She said it was an 8.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So after working, we started tapping on the one point and we are working on the accident, and she goes from remembering that accident to feeling that her parents were completely inappropriate with her didn't support her, and it was that they judged her for the accident and blamed her for the accident because they had told her never to let anyone else drive. She had let someone else drive, so she doubly blamed herself for the accident.
Mm-hmm, right.
Then she felt that her parents, and then we went from that connection to the fact that her parents, her mother has been using this guilt and not allowing her to follow her path and not allowing her to do her life's work and keeping her next to her. I mean, it was like going through 5 years of therapy in like 45 minutes. Mm-hmm. I've never seen anything like it.
Right.
And it took you to the exact perfect
spot. One tapping
spot.
Leads to something else pops up.
And she's taking you where she wants to go.
Exactly. She perfectly, there's no way that I could have, that would have taken 5 years in therapy and it still wouldn't have been cleaned up the way that this did it.
Right.
This was so impressive.